Do you like a good mystery? I'm not saying that the book in today's episode is a mystery. You know we don't give clues like that. No, here on the Page One Challenge, the mystery is simply, will I like this book based on hearing just the first page without even knowing the title or author? Let's see how you solve this mystery. Page 1. The first shot raised a cloud of dust between our feet. Flinging myself against Geronimo, I knocked him to the ground and covered his body with my own. The second shot struck and crackled into the framework of the wiki-up. After a moment of silence and no more shots, Geronimo barked, "Get off me, fool!" I complied. We rose, surrounded by a crowd of muttering warriors who'd been summoned by the shooting. The rifle fire came from a bluff above the camp, and a number of men hurried off in that direction. They wouldn't find the sniper. Having failed in his mission, I knew he was long gone. For the second time, I'd saved Geronimo's life. He seemed no more grateful than he had the first time. Brushing himself off, he inquired if those within the wiki-up were unharmed. Assured of the safety of his family, he turned to me. "Why are you here?" Cyber had sent me. A fool's mission, though I hadn't told him so. I learned a long time ago not to argue with Hal Cyber. Dawn on a frosty morning. Steam rising from the coats of the horses in the corrals. The boys watching the horses huddled with their arms clasped around themselves or blowing on their hands for a little warmth. Dry grass crackled underfoot. We were all hoping for an early spring. Winter was never easy at San Carlos, and this had been no exception. Arriving at Geronimo's wiki-up, I coughed loudly and hoped those within would acknowledge my presence. It's not our way to barge into another person's home without invitation. I waited patiently. The only sound from within was a series of grunts and squeals of delight. Geronimo running with one of his younger wives. Another sound attracted my attention. She, the lovely one, had just emerged from the next hut with a water jug in her hand. After a quick smile, she lowered her head and set off for the stream. As I watched, the older woman came out and gave me a sour glance, which made me avert my gaze from the sweetly swaying rump of the departing younger one. "The old lady would cut your heart out if she knew what you were thinking," Geronimo said as he stooped and came out to stand beside me. I could only blush. For a good 20 years or more, from the time the Mexicans killed his family and set him on a path of vengeance until John Clum brought him in without firing a shot, Geronimo had been the scourge of the West. Yet for those seeing him for the first time, Geronimo presents an unimpressive aspect. There is little at first glance to separate him from the average Indio. His round face, framed by a mop of dark hair, is sun-ravaged and stern of expression. His dark, gimlet eyes are like those of a sidewinder, and his mouth is a wide slash turned down at the edges. Spend a minute in his presence, though, and you'll realize power radiates from this man like heat from a stove. You need to step back to keep it from burning you. "What do you want, Mickey Free?" he asked. That was page one of Geronimo Must Die by J.R. Lindermuth, published on Kindle in 2017. J.R. told me this. "This is a true story, except for the parts that aren't. Mickey Free, Geronimo, Cyber, Clum, and some others did exist. The Prophet, Beauty, and others are products of my imagination. Some years after the time of the story, a man calling himself Prophet did stir up trouble and may have influenced Geronimo to bolt from San Carlos." In the episode show notes, you'll find links to this book on Amazon and to the author's Goodreads page. That's it for this episode of the Page One Challenge. As always, if you like this quirky little show, please subscribe and share it with your friends. And if you are an author or know somebody who is and would like to have your book featured on the show, please send me a message via our website, thepageonechallenge.com.